Granny's Abner, I believe that's our ring.
Hi, Doggy's Llama, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Llama and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as the search for Ellie Connors carries on, Lum and Abner continue to hide her in the feed room, much against their better judgment. All their well-meaning attempts to send the 12-year-old girl back to the state home for girls have ended in complete failure. As we look in on the little community today, we find that it's late evening. The old fellows are meeting on a dark street corner. Listen.
Abner? Is that you, Abner?
Yeah. Where about you at? Llama, it's so dark out tonight, I can't hardly see my face in front of my hand.
Well, I'm glad it is dark, though. Come on, let's get on down to the store. What taking you so long?
Well, I had to wait till Elizabeth weren't around before I could get one of little Pearl's dresses out of the closet. So it looked like Elizabeth was around all the time.
You finally got one, though, didn't you?
Yeah, got it. It weren't easy, though, I'll tell you that.
Elizabeth never caught on to what she was doing, did she?
Well, I don't think so. But I could get back pretty quick, Mom, because the only excuse I could study up to get out was that I forgot to lock up the store tonight.
Well, this won't take us long.
Oh, this hurry. Come on.
Just want to try this dress on Ellie and try to disguise her a little.
Disguise her?
Yeah.
You mean put a beard and mustache on her?
No, you don't put beards on girls.
I seen a bearded woman at a circus once. Of course, I reckon Ellie would be a little young to start raising a beard, though, now to think about it. Yeah, the dress side is all right, Lon, but I don't believe I'd put a beard on it. No.
Well, I ain't aiming on it.
Well, good. I'm proud you changed your mind. I'm surprised you even thought of such ideas, that Lom, anyway. Just a lucky thing. I stopped you in time, you know.
Yeah, I don't know what I'd do without you. Mind out.
What's the matter?
Well, I guess that's just a dog.
Huh?
For a second, I thought it might be one of them police fellas.
Are they out searching at night, too?
More than likely. That's why we got to be awful careful.
Yeah, well, what are we going to do with Ellie after we get her disguised, Lon?
Well, we're going to get her out of town.
Out of town?
Yeah. I don't know yet how we're going to do it, though, or where we can take her to. But she can't stay around here no longer, I know that. It's too dangerous.
And it sure keeps a feller on edge, I'll say that, Lum. I get nervous and jumpy as a rabbit's nose every time somebody comes in the store down here.
Yeah, well, it just ain't safe for her to stay in that feed room no longer.
Well, what we ought to do with her, take her over to my place and let Elizabeth take care of her like I wanted to do.
Abner, we've went over that 100 or 1,000 times. I'm feared Elizabeth might tell somebody.
Oh, she wouldn't, Lum.
She wouldn't aim to do it, Abner, but she'd let it slip. She'd get to talking with Sister Simpson or the Widow Abernathy or somebody, and the first thing you know, it'd be all over town.
Yeah, well, maybe so. I don't know. But ain't it sort of against the law, us getting out of town, Lum?
Yeah, but we're already going against the law by hiding her here.
Yeah.
We've already got ourselves in so deep that anything we do now ain't going to make it much worse.
No, maybe not. Of course, there's one thing we can do, I reckon. That's turn her over to Uncle Henry Lunsford or send her back to the state home one long.
Abner, we might as well be honest with ourselves about that. For 2 days now, we've been trying to send her back. But yeah. For some reason, we ain't been able to bring ourselves to do it.
No, we ain't. Well, that's right. You're right about that. We ain't did it.
During the day, whenever I'm out helping Uncle Henry and them police fellers search for Ellie, I get to kicking myself something terrible for ever getting us into this mess in the first place.
Yeah, we never ought to have did it. There ain't no ifs and ands about it. We ought not to have did it.
So then I decide the only thing to do is turn Ellie over to the police. Then I come back to the store here and look at that little face of hers. Granny, I just can't do it.
Yeah, well, I know exactly how you feel. I believe it's them eyes of hers, Lon.
Her eyes?
Yes, sir. It's just like looking at a deer's eyes or something like that. That sort of asks you to help them, you know.
Oh, we're just a couple of weak-minded old idiots. That's what we are.
Well, I know it. I know it. That's what we are.
Well, here's the store.
You want to go in the side door here?
Oh, yeah. We don't want to go in the front.
Yeah, well, that's what I figured.
Got your key?
Yeah, got it right here.
Be awful quiet now. Don't make no noise. Come on over. Wake nobody up.
Yeah, I'll be quiet. Come on, let's get on in there.
Here.
goodness sakes, Abner, what'd you do?
I never done nothing. It just happened, Lum. What's the matter?
What just happened?
I don't know. Whatever it is. Wait a minute. Let me turn on the lights here.
No, don't do that. Pull down the blinds first.
Oh yeah, I better do that. Yeah, I'll get them. I'll get them. I'll get them.
Grannies, we don't want half the town turning out here.
Oh.
You better be on your guard, too, because there's something suspicious going on.
But I wonder if Ellie's still here. Ellie? Ellie.
Abner, don't say her name out loud. No telling who's in here.
Did you
hear
Mr. Peabody?
Oh, there she is, Mom. Did you hear?
Yeah. What's going on here anyway, sis?
Nothing. It just knocked over my alarm.
Your alarm?
Uh-huh. Every night I do that. Stack up some pails in front of the door. Then I can tell if anybody comes in to find me.
Well, I do know.
You ain't mad at me, are you?
No, of course not. I just hope you ain't wake nobody else up. Granny's what I wait, I have to live.
What did you say, Mr. Edwards?
Nothing. Abner, get that other window shade and I'll turn on the light.
Yes, just a minute.
Yeah, I reckon this little light back here will be enough. Don't it no brighter than you hear than we have. Well, I swan to goodness. What kind of a rig you got on there, sis?
What the this is a nightgown.
Nightgown?
Only it's not really a nightgown. It's really just two of your aprons, like you wear in a store.
Well, if that don't beat the bugs of fighting. Look at her.
Doggies, now that's quite an outfit.
Yes, sir. Quite an outfit.
Well, we got something else we want you to try on for a second, sis. Give her the dress, Abner.
Yeah. Here, honey.
A dress?
Yeah, just see how it fits.
Why, am I going someplace?
Well, not tonight. Maybe tomorrow or the next day. As soon as we get different stuff figured out.
You ain't taking me back to the reform school?
Oh, no, of course not. That is, not right away we ain't. Of course, sooner or later we got to square that up, Ellie, because that's the law and we... Oh, now here now, sis.
I ain't crying, honest, I ain't.
Well, that's better. Can't have you cuddling up every time we mention that subject.
I ain't crying.
Why, of course you ain't, honey. I ain't neither.
Well, here. Let's try this dress on and see how it fits.
Yeah, here, put it on, Ellie. Just slip it over that apron there. We can get a good enough idea from that, I reckon.
Yes, sir.
Ellie, how in the world did you ever escape from that home? A little tyke like you.
Oh, I just hid in some laundry and rode out in the laundry truck. I don't think I can hook that in the back there.
Oh, well, here. Let me help you. I'll hook it for you. I've been hooking Elizabeth up for 30-odd years. Yeah, how's that look, Long?
Granny's, that's the way you ought to do long for, I'm feared.
Yeah, it is sort of big, ain't it?
Yeah. I'd forgot what a good-sized girl little Pearl is.
Oh, Lord, she's bigger than her mama. Well, maybe having it long that way will make sis look sort of like a grown-up woman.
Oh, no. Grown-up women wear their skirts short nowadays.
How?
Well, it's just one thing to do. Get the scissors, Abner.
Scissors? Now, wait a minute now, Loom. Elizabeth will skin me alive if I cut that dress.
Well, it's got to be done.
Oh, no.
Well, sis can't go nowhere in that pink gingham dress of hers. That's a cinch. That's what the police are looking for, a girl in a pink gingham dress.
Yeah, that's right.
Besides, Elizabeth ain't going to know about this no way. Go ahead and get the scissors.
I don't know where they're at.
They're about a foot and a half from you there.
How?
Right there on the counter next to the thread cabinet.
Oh, them there? Them's too dull, Lum, and need sharpening.
They're sharp enough. Come on, we ain't got all night.
Well, all right.
Stand up straight now, sis. Go ahead, Abner.
Say, maybe I better do this.
No, you're too young to know how to do such things as that.
Well, maybe it'd be better to hem it up instead of cutting it.
No, we know what we're doing now. You just stand still there, honey.
Yeah, there, Lom. How's that now?
Just a second. Let me look. I'm afraid you got it about 2 inches higher on the left side there.
The left?
Yeah, better straighten that.
Yeah, all right. Doggies, Elizabeth ever catches me.
And stop grumbling.
I still think maybe I ought to do this.
Well, we should get it all right, honey. Just let us handle it.
How's that now, Lom?
Granny, you're taking off too much.
Huh?
No, the other side's too long. Here, give me the scissors.
Yeah, take them. I don't know nothing about such as this. Besides, I want to be able to blame part of this onto you, too.
If you'll just leave the dress, I'll fix it.
No, I'm getting it all right. It just takes a certain knack to do these things. Uh-oh.
What's the matter, Lom?
Abner, how do you think it'd look to have scallops around the bottom there?
Scallops? Oh, my goodness, Dogas, you've ruined it now, Lom. You've ruined it. That's what you did. Looky there.
The time we even that out, it would be kind of short, wouldn't it?
Why, of course it would. Might make a bathing suit out of it. We had the bloomers to go with it.
Well, we ain't even on taking her swimming, though.
Well, why don't you just leave the dress and go home and get some sleep, and I think I can fix it.
Fix it? You? Why, you couldn't do that, could you?
Oh, sure. I used to make over most of the dresses I ever had. Just show me where the needles are.
They're right in that same cabinet with the thread there.
Oh, all right. Now, you two go home.
Yeah, I better be getting along. Elizabeth will be wondering what's become of it. Come on, let's get out of here. Come on, Lom.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. Good night, sis.
Yeah, we'll see you in the morning.
Yes, sir. Good night. Thanks.
No, not at all, honey. Good night.
Be sure you lock it good, Abner.
Yeah, I will.
Anyways, Abner, sure good thing she's got us to look after her, ain't it?
Oh, yeah, that poor little helpless thing.
Thank you.